Welcome to It's Gonna Be Wonderful, a radio broadcast brought to you by the historic Belle Point Baptist Church in Hinton, West Virginia, where we really do believe that it's gonna be wonderful in heaven someday. Thank you for joining us on It's Going to Be Wonderful. I invite your attention this morning to the book of 1 Peter and chapter 1. Here we read the words, "That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ." Our subject this morning is the trial of faith. And yet, what is this to be tried? It's your faith. But some have no faith. There are some who have no faith in God. They do not know Him. They do not walk with Him. There are some who know Him, but they have little faith. Our Lord often said to those who followed Him, "O ye of little faith." Then there was that one who came to Him and said, "Lord, I believe, but help thou mine unbelief." And praise God, there are others who have great faith. Our Lord Jesus testified of one that He had never found such faith in Israel. May we be found among that crowd that has great faith. Have you ever considered how it is that your faith may be tried? Our faith may be tried like Job's, by prolonged adversity. Does it seem like everything is against you, that everything you try to do goes wrong, even when that's service for Christ? Does it seem that you have more opposition than anybody else? Friend, let me remind you that Job was a righteous man, and that God's design in allowing Job to be tried was that he might be known for the character that he had, and that he had a testimony throughout all of the ages of his faith in God. It may be that we, like Job, will be tested through great and prolonged adversity. Or it may be that we shall be tried like Abraham by a call to sacrifice. Our generation doesn't know much about that, do we? We do very little sacrificing in our day. But Abraham was called upon to make a great sacrifice, the sacrifice of his son. Now you know the story as well as I. Abraham never had to make that sacrifice, but what God wanted was to know that Abraham served Him because he loved Him, and he wanted to obey Him. And I think He wanted Abraham to know that also. Abraham needed to know that he loved God supremely, more than that son that he'd begged God for. And we know that this was all a picture of God's sacrifice of His own son, for Abraham's promise to his son was, "Son, God will provide Himself a sacrifice." It may be that our faith would be tried like Joseph's, by temptation to some great sin. Dear friend, God will never tempt you with evil, but He will permit you to be tempted with evil. And it may be that your temptation is going to be your trial, and that it's coming that you might know that you can stand against the wiles of the devils. It may be that your faith and my faith will be tried like Daniel's, by evil workers, by those who seek only to harm us and to hurt us. Realize, please, afresh, that someday all these troubles and trials will seem so light. It was the writer of Scripture who said that, "I reckon that the sufferings of this present age are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us." Remember, there's a better day coming. That here the trial of our faith is to be precious, the Bible tells us. Precious. Not something to be hidden, not something to be avoided, but to be considered something precious. Remember how the Apostle Paul said that he was thankful that he was counted worthy to suffer for the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, that you and I had that attitude, that we might count ourselves happy indeed if we're called upon to suffer for His name's sake. The trying of our faith being much more precious than gold. Oh, someday we're going to have the joy of standing in heaven, and it's going to be wonderful.
It's gonna be wonderful in heaven on high, oh Lord, highly exalted.
trust you have enjoyed today's broadcast of It's Going to Be Wonderful. If you would like, you may contact the Belle Point Baptist Church by writing Belle Point Baptist Church, 211 Miller Avenue, Hinton, West Virginia, zip code 25951. Or you may call us at area code 304-466-3547. Visit us also on the World Wide Web. You may reach us at www.bellpoint.net. That's www.bellepoint.net.